We're back here on News Radio KMAN in Focus, continuing along. We've had a great show so far, some different subjects, and this one I'm kind of excited to talk about because I had one parked in my neighborhood a few weeks ago and had a lot of fun. I love these things. We're going to talk the Lynx scooters are here in Manhattan. We have Evan Lockmiller joining us. And Evan, I'm sorry I didn't get your title. What is your title?
Yeah, I'm the local operations manager here. In Manhattan.
All right. Well, Evan, and these scooters have been in town here now for quite some time, and kind of curious, want to get an update of kind of how popular they've been here in the city.
Yep, we've been here since the middle of August, and really just got out of the gates fire. And up to this point, we've had just about 1,000 members sign up the app, which is incredible, and just over 52,000 rides. So really just the numbers have been fantastic.
You said 52,000 rides. I'm sorry, we kind of had a little choppiness there. How much, how many people was?
I'm sorry. So 9,000 members signed up. And 52,000 rides since inception.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. Is that kind of where you guys expected to be?
No. I mean, this is really, it's been a phenomenal ride so far. Pun intended.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, I live on the north side of town, and a little bit maybe kind of on the edges of town, and we don't really see the scooters out there too much, but I did see them out there a couple of weeks ago. Seems like you guys have been moving them around maybe a little bit.
Yeah, since the students have left, we've kind of had to refocus where we are deploying scooters and making sure that, you know, hopefully they're getting ridden. So certain mornings or evenings, you might see them dropped at different places just to try and get a couple more rides out of each unit.
All right.
So once the students come back, we'll probably be focused more, you know, back into the Aggieville, Kansas, or the K-State campus, those areas. But here for the next couple of weeks or so, you might see them, you know, in places that you typically wouldn't.
And I'm sure these are popular with the students, and I've seen a lot of them ride them around. I remember when they first were introduced, a lot of folks riding around the stadiums even. There are some rules here that you need to follow, though. Traffic guidelines apply to these just as they do with other vehicles.
Yes, that's correct. On the roads, you are allowed to ride these on the road. You can ride them on the sidewalks, anywhere outside of campus, Aggieville, and downtown. When you are on campus in Aggieville and downtown areas, you must stick to the road. But everywhere else, yes, just ride. It's basically like a regular bicycler, or, you know, follow the rules of the road.
All right. We're also joined by Paul White here, who looks like he's just logged into the Zoom call. Paul, good morning. Give me your title again. I apologize.
Yeah, Director of Public Affairs, and great to be back on the show. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, no problem. We were just talking a little bit here about the popularity of these e-scooters here in Manhattan. Sounds like it's been quite the ride, and there's the pun again, I apologize, but it sounds like it's been a pretty successful program.
Very much so. We're very proud of what we're doing in cooperation with the city and the campus, and, you know, we couldn't be more thrilled with how it's gone, and our goal is to really, you know, serve everyone who wants clean, cheap, convenient, you know, transportation. And you know, what's happening there in the Little Apple is happening really all over the country. You know, we're seeing, especially since COVID, people taking longer trips, people taking trips that aren't just for recreation, but are for, you know, basic transportation, getting to vital goods and services. So, you know, we are operating in some cities that are larger, but there's no city where we're prouder to be an operator.
I imagine you guys will probably report back to the city commission here at some point, kind of looking over these numbers and I don't know what the plans are going forward.
So I meet with the city and someone from K-State once a month, and we go over numbers and make sure that everything is still going okay, see if there's been any complaints. And one thing that we're really proud of too is so far there's been no tickets, citations given from our scooter riders. So really happy to hear that the users are using them properly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's good. That's a great statistic to have, aside from all the successful rides you've had out there. As far as this time of year, what kind of maintenance do you guys do here in the slower season?
Right now is really our time to get the fleet back in, you know, top notch, looking good. So we're really, last month we had about 2,500 rides. So that really gave us the opportunity to get our hands on each one of the vehicles and just give them a thorough look over, and they're, you know, they're staying in great shape. But we're always, you know, I think Paul can talk to some of the, you know, more intricate parts of it, but these scooters speak to us and tell us when they're, you know, when they're having problems, and we can go pick them up.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, people who are riding Link in Manhattan and have also ridden other brands of scooters in other cities and towns, you know, you do notice a pretty significant difference. You know, our scooters are more robust. You know, they're built to last. You know, they ride, I've heard it said that they ride more like a Cadillac, you know, versus, you know, a compact car. They're more cush, more stable. But really, it's what's inside the scooter that really counts. And that's where, you know, the MIT engineering, you know, that we have, and we have spent a lot of time developing, you know, the internal, you know, computing and the systems that do monitor, you know, several hundred indicators in real time, making sure that the brakes and the accelerator and the battery and everything is very safe. And so, you know, we have emerged as a leader in the industry. In fact, we just attracted investment from Citibank, and we're the first scooter company to have investment from Citibank, which is, of course, synonymous with City Bike in New York City, as a very successful bike sharing operator that has been very safe. And so when it comes to safety, having the endorsement of City and also just the great track record that you know, Evan was speaking to is something that, you know, we're very happy about.
And the app is pretty easy to use. I've used it a couple times myself, and you got the geofencing that makes it really simple to see where there are scooters at. The app, I think, is probably maybe the key thing here to operating.
It is. You know, you can't have a shared scooter with that without, you know, a easy, you know, easy to understand user interface. And, you know, you mentioned geofencing, Brandon, and that's really important. You know, our geofencing is really, I think, the best in the industry, because the GPS maps that govern our geofences actually live on the scooter itself. If you're trying to use a scooter in another city, different brand, and you're going into a no-go zone, a pedestrian area, and the geofence kicks in, it often kicks in very late because the scooter has to go to the cloud to get that information. But the information lives on the scooter itself in our case. And really, that's all about being a good neighbor. I think one of the reasons why it's gone so smoothly in Manhattan is because, you know, I think this and many other things we do, I think, help, you know, keep the fleet in bounds and respecting pedestrians.
I've got about a minute here left on the program. Just quick update. What do we see planning here for Link in 2021? Evan or Paul, either one of you can answer that.
So for here in Manhattan, we just see, you know, continued growth. Really, the students are just now starting to get, you know, familiar with them. So we do see them coming back from break and, you know, hopefully just riding the heck out of them.
Right. Yeah, that's it. I mean, we want to maintain our good standing with the city. You know, that's number one. Making sure we're doing everything we can to provide a great service. But really, also my goal this year too is to help, you know, achieve the same level of cooperation and service in other cities that we've achieved in Manhattan. You know, it's really been a model city for us. So, you know, we look forward to maintaining and even expanding that, as Evan said, here in the new year.
All right. I think the city officials will be happy to hear that, that they can use Manhattan as a model city. I think that's great news. Paul, Evan, appreciate the time, and we'll catch up again here real soon.
Thanks, Brandon.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Evan Lockmiller and Paul White here joining us here from Link eScooters. That's going to wrap up our show today. We'll talk with K-State Vet Med guests on Monday and plenty more coming up next week.